Hello, my name is Marlon Hall, and I am a filmmaker with the Folklore Film Series. And here at Folklore Films, our deepest desire is to tell better stories to the city of Houston, about the city of Houston, one folkloric character at a time. And we consider ourselves to be griots of story and archaeologists of soul who produce films that we call visual poems. But recently, we've decided to produce this podcast. It's called Folk, and it is the nomadic voice for the Folklore Films series. Enjoy the story.
You must have a valid ticket or fare item, and no drinking, eating, or smoking is allowed while on board the train.
Thomas Escalante. My wife and I wanted to have a record store of our own since we were both in college, maybe even before that. And I came here, I'm a musician, play at the Continental Club next door, and heard that they had a spot open through a friend of mine, and was gonna talk to them. At the time I was working music wholesale, and turns out they needed someone to open a store, so I jumped in and did it. People forgot, and I think they're starting to realize again, is how much of a meeting place a record store is. It's totally about community, man. I named it after this guy named Sig Bird. That's his picture right there. He lived in the area, and he had this book called Sig Bird's Houston, and it was a compilation of him walking around and just writing stories about what he saw. And Houston is known kind of as a city of sprawl, and it's starting to build up and getting in. That's something that kind of worked out as, we're building up in this area and it's getting people out and walking and supporting their local. So, I mean, if you're talking about soul of the business, it's about community, because that's something he stressed and that's something we try to do here at Sig's. All walks of life, you know, international. That's why I came here, because of the rail. It's in a section of Houston that's kind of revitalizing. I've been here for 10 years, and you can see growth of every ethnicity, every culture, and it's really a great representation of how Houston is. Descriptive words, one of them is lagoon, because in the book Lagoon, there's a one of the guys. In the book, he was this jazz musician, and he saw something in this pawn shop, and he was like, lagoon, and that kind of meant cool. So that's why we called it Sig's Lagoon. Definitely soul. It's also a place for, you mentioned Flash Gordon Parks earlier. You know, the DJs that come in here, they're like the disciples, and they're going out and saying, this is what you need to hear. And then you say, where do you go? Go to your local record shop. It's exciting, because you kind of, with the change of the whole industry with them becoming downloads and stuff, what they ended up doing with the resurgence of vinyl is bringing back people back and remembering how much they want to go back to their roots and hang out in the stores and learn about new music and take chances. If you look at the walls here at Sig's, it's 40 years of pop culture, whether it's something that happened in history, legend that passed away, something, and you can look at the walls and you kind of remember, like, oh yeah, and so we try to remember where you came from.
Now, the same folks who bring you this podcast invite you to be a part of our next film festival. It's a cross-pollination screening featuring four films and live musical performances by the artist who scored the films on August the 29th at 7 p.m. For more information, go to folklorefilms.org. Thanks so much.